In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back to the 60s with us, because we have a sweet show in store for you today.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, sweets for my sweet.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Sorry.
For my first song today, we have The Drifters' first single featuring Charlie Thomas on lead vocal. This song reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 10 on their R&B chart in October of 1961, and has a strong piano and bongo led Cuban style rhythm. You know how you like your Cubano sandwiches?
I do.
You know? Here's Sweets for My Sweet.
Sweets for my sweet. Sugar for my heart.
Shine so brightly to match the stardust in your eyes, darling. I would chase that bright star nightly and try to steal it from the sky, 'cause I would give
sweets for my sweets, sugar for my honey. Your tasty kiss thrills me so. Sweets for my sweets, sugar for my
today. This is going to really cure everybody's sweet tooth with all these songs.
You think so?
I think so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then you won't eat all the candy up in the house.
I know.
In 1967, Mickey Mantle hits his 500th career home run.
I wonder if the Cubs will win the World Series this year. I wonder.
If not, we still love them, don't we?
You betcha.
Go Cubbies.
Exactly.
My sweet tooth is getting me hungry for some candy, man.
Again, a spoiler alert.
Oh, you did it to me. So now I'm doing it back.
Bus Stop is the fourth U.S. album by the British pop band The Hollies. It was released in October of 1966. And my first song that I'm going to play was originally on the British version of the group's first album.
Okay.
And that came on, you know, the U.S. album later. It was never released as a single, so I can't really say where it finished on the, you know, whatever chart.
Oh, so it's going to be a real good one, huh?
And, well, no, and since I always tell the truth, I never make anything.
You lie.
I always tell the truth on where my songs finished. I will not say anything. It's because I don't know, because it wasn't released as a single.
You lie. you lie all the time.
Listen to Candyman.
Treat you right, give you candy kisses every single night.
That didn't sound like Sammy Davis Jr. to me.
No, it didn't sound like the Hollies either.
So, no, I know Hollies as Bus Stop, right. Must Go, not this.
See, they're a multifaceted group. They can do all kinds of things.
So there could be two songs with the same name?
Sure. Just done by different people.
See, you get your songs and you write up all your information, and I get my two songs and I write up my information, but I don't hear your songs normally, so this was a real treat.
See, you should listen more closely.
No, thank you. Then I'd have to have heard it twice. At least I only heard it once. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox now.
In 1967, the Summer of Love kicks off with the first rock festival at Monterey, California. It was featuring explosive performances by the Who?
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 Exactly.
Who?
Otis Redding, and the American debut of the master, the maestro of guitar.
Oh, no.
Yes, Jimi Hendrix.
And the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Uh-huh. And I think there is a story, I haven't confirmed it yet, but the Who wanted Jimi Hendrix
who?
To go...
Who?
The Who wanted...
Who?
God, you're so annoying.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Anyway... Jimi Hendrix wanted to go on after the Who.
Who? Go ahead.
And the Who said, no, you know, we're better than you. We're going to go on first. And he says, okay, but you're going to be sorry. And that when Jimi Hendrix went nuts on stage and kind of overstaged the Who.
Mm-hmm. Who?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Grandma, there's an avalanche going to wreck the town. And we're out of cereal.
The honeycomb kid will get through. He's our hero.
Honeycomb.
Breakfast, sweetest. Honey toast,
honeycomb.
For your phone. Tomorrow morning in your home, sweet home. Enjoy the evening because honeycomb.
What? Honeycomb kid's coming.
Riding a wildcat chariot.
Gotta bring those folks post honeycomb.
Honeycomb. Breakfast, sweetest. Honey toast, honeycomb. For your phone. What a real good treat having breakfast sweet as honeycomb.
West New Corn cereal is real sweet. A big crisp treat, sweet as honey all through. Now to blow that avalanche away.
Oh man, that honey Honeycomb Kid is. Blew the avalanche away
and brought us new post honeycomb.
What a real good treat having breakfast sweet as honeycomb. Post cereals make breakfast a little bit better.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the way that machine to the year.
1967. In May, Egyptian President Abdel Nasser announced that the Straits of Tehran would be closed to Israeli vessels and then mobilized its Egyptian forces along its border with Israel. On June 5th, Israel launched a series of preemptive airstrikes against Egyptian airfields.
Listen to the AP News announcement.
Israel's port city of Eilat, one of the Middle East's hottest spots, following a blockade of the Gulf of Aqaba by the United Arab Republic. 10 years ago, Israel went to war over the same blockade, which cut off oil pipelines to Haifa refineries. Oil tankers and vital shipping arrive at this important city. While UN Secretary General U Thant talks with UAR President Nasser, both the United States and British governments instruct their nationals to leave the Middle East area. The tourist exodus serves as a background to diplomatic huddles around the world. After U Thant and Nasser finish 2 days of a scheduled 3-day conference, the UN leader returns to New York. Speculation was that he had failed to soften Nasser's firm attitude. Hope was held, however, for UAR Israeli Armistice Commission.
The Egyptians were caught by surprise, and nearly the entire Egyptian Air Force was destroyed with few Israeli losses. And that's the way it was way back when. Your last song was Candyman, which wasn't the way I knew it.
No.
I thought it was the Candyman can.
Actually, I was looking for songs about candy, and I found the usual ones, you know, but I didn't know that song existed.
No, I didn't either.
It's probably better.
And it's better you wouldn't have known, because then we could have had Sammy Davis Jr. singing It's a Candyman Land. But anyway.
Was that in the 60s?
No, I don't think 50s? So. Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, well. But since you did that song, anything you do, I can do better.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Okay. And are you done on your little soapbox?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. My next song was a hit single that was recorded in 1963 by the Four Seasons. Made it to number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart and number 13 on the R&B chart. This was the last of the group's entries to make the R&B chart. Here's Candy Girl.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found my
candy girl. Candy girl.
I found me a girl.
Candy girl.
She
Candy girl.
when we're out together. Everyone knows the way we feel. We both seem to glow with a glow of love, and it's plain to see
our love is real.
Portion of the show is being brought to you by Lee Press-On Chest Hair, the macho gift for the feminine woman who is forced to compete in a man's world.
Well, that's just creepy. Yeah, I have to admit, though, dear, you do whine a lot.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I know, but I am sweet.
And ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard another brilliant segue into our next song. It's not easy doing this, people.
It isn't. It really isn't.
Okay. Anyway, Fresh Cream. You're going to love this song, too.
Fresh Cream?
Fresh Cream by the band Cream.
Wait,
get it? Fresh Cream. It was the first album by the group Cream. Hence the name Fresh Cream.
Oh, that's the name of the album.
Get it?
Not the people.
Well, that's the name of the people. Oh.
Cream.
If you got to explain it. You know, okay. Try and keep up, dear.
I'm trying. Your groups are something else.
You're going to love this
song.
Oh,
I'm sure.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
Like I was saying before I was so crudely interrupted, Fresh Cream is a debut album by the British rock band Cream, which is featuring my last song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that now. Thank you for explaining it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. If you got to explain them, they're not that good.
I know that. So why are you going to play the song?
It was released in 1967 and peaked at number 4 on the Billboard album charts. Huh? So there. Just saying.
Then this is going to be a good one?
Yes, it is. And listen to the words in this song. It's really deep and poignant.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Here's Cream with Sweet Wine.
Thank you.
ba 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 ba. I told you you'd love it.
Number four?
Well, that was the album. This is one of those songs.
That never would have made it by itself. That's why it was stuck on the album.
Ba, 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 ba,
I think
ba,
my
ba,
ears
ba.
Hurt me just as much as when Jimi Hendrix plays.
Ba, ba. Back to the program.
Yeah, back to the program, because I think I'm going home and drinking a little sweet wine when I get home to just clear my head.
Ba, 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 ba. In 1967, Otis Redding dies in a plane crash on December 10th, just 3 days after recording what would be his biggest hit, Dock of the Bay. He was just 26 years old.
Sitting on the dock.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that song.
Yep.
26. Wow. All this sweet talk is making me want candy. I want candy, and I want it now.
Is that another one of our great segues?
Yes, and I do want candy, though.
Okay.
Which was written and originally recorded by the Strangeloves in 1965. What a name, Strangeloves. It is said they were three Australian brothers and ex-sheep farmers named Giles, Miles, and Niles. Strange.
Wait.
Giles, Miles, and Niles Strange.
Sure they were. ba, 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 ba.
Whoever they are, their song reached number 11 Giles. On the Billboard Hot 100.
Giles, Miles,
their
Niles,
single Smiles. Hit it. They didn't have to wait for an album and get tucked in there somewhere because it wasn't
Miles,
a good
Smiles,
song.
Niles.
It is a famous example of a song that uses the Bo Diddley beat. I want candy. Now. Please. I need it. It's sweets. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say.